Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Because the violent mob, of course, these are going to be leftists, was viewed as better, more moral, more right than you were, was viewed as being of the correct political class. This is exactly how Marxism works in China. And this weekend, it happened here in America in stunning fashion. We have a new special protected class in America. If you are an anti-Semite, anti-Jewish hate monger, and you want to spew your garbage on campus, you cannot be touched. A new politically protected class, and this truly is what's going on here. Unbelievable over the weekend. Let's just start here. DC police were asked by George Washington University to clear the anti-Semite violent protesters off their campus. Okay, so the university has said, yes, we want them gone. This is not safe for people to, you know, come to campus on Monday. We need them cleared. This is incredible, okay? The police in D.C., the Washington, D.C. police, this is a left-wing city led by left-wingers, right? That's who the police answer to. The police rejected calls to clear the trespassers. And you want to know why?
Why? Got to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Because doing so could be bad publicity. Although the police were poised to disband the encampment at around 3 a.m., city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office told police to stand down and said it would look bad publicly for police to disrupt the protesters, the Washington Post reported. Well, wait, aren't they breaking the law, though? Well, yeah. So they just get to. Uh-huh. Why? This is what I keep pointing out on this show. There is a Chinese woman by the name of Lily Tang Williams. She is running for Congress. She was 5 years old at the time of Mao's revolution in China. And she's trying to tell people there is a word that they used during the revolution that roughly translates to the word woke. And she said, listen, at that time in China, there were 10 classes, okay? And everybody was assigned to a class, everyone in Chinese society. Five of the classes were oppressor classes, and five of the classes were oppressed classes. If you were in the oppressed class, you could do pretty close to whatever you wanted to anyone in the oppressor classes, including commit crimes against them, sometimes up to murder. You are watching that right now. That is what this is. The left, the Marxist left in D.C. has come to think of these violent, threatening anti-Semitic protesters as an oppressed class. They can't be touched. Laws cannot be applied to them. They get a literal pass. And she said that is what led to violence. She said she went to it when she was a kid. She can remember going to a school. Most of the teachers there were in the oppressed class, but one of the teachers was labeled as being in the oppressor classes, and the students were allowed to beat her and to spit on her until she was dripping wet. They kicked her, they punched her, they beat her. None of the other teachers intervened. No charges, nothing. That's how their society worked. And she said, you don't know Americans, you didn't see it. I saw it. That is how Marxism works. And this is what you're watching right now at George Washington University. So listen to this. This gets nuts overnight, okay? So this is the new oppressed class. They can do whatever they want. Trespassing is fine. Anti-Semitism is fine. If the Jewish students have to stay home because they're scared, oh, well, because they're an oppressor class. This is how the left thinks. Not how I think. This is how the left thinks. I'm explaining you what you're watching because it's so bizarre. Americans have no cultural reference point for this. This is what you're watching. So the police refused to remove them at the direction, obviously, of their Democrat liberal overlords. They cannot be touched. So you've got a university, think about this, Lee, calling the police going, help us. Remove these violent people. We want them off. They are breaking the law. They're trespassing. And the police are refusing to act.
I wonder who made that call, if that was the police chief that decided to make that response or if it was from the mayor of D.C.
It says city officials in the police chief's and mayor's office.
There you go.
Told police to stand down.
There you go.
Right. So obviously the police work for the politicians.
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't know what they personally believe. But what we do know what the police chief's and mayor's offices told them to do. Okay. So what do they do? Well, so they send the police in anyway, not to remove them, but just kind of to keep an eye on it. The police put up barricades, try to contain it, right? The students rip the police barricades down and riot because they're mad the police are there at all. They feel that they should be able to just do whatever they want. Take a listen to this. They're from Fox News this morning describing what happened next.
Live right now is George Washington University, where protests are happening as we speak. Protesters tearing down police barricades, and video shows protesters stacking those barricades and then planting a Palestinian flag in them.
So they were outraged that the police would even be there.
Kind of sounds like an insurrection to me.
Gosh, it does. And
you know
what?
And if you're planning a foreign sovereign, Palestinian is not a sovereign nation. It's not recognized as such. But the flag of a foreign entity on American soil, that sort of sounds like an insurrection to me.
It does. And you know what this all is? This is liberal privilege. They have extreme liberal privilege. You can break laws. Mm-hmm. You can call off the police. You can harass people for being Jewish. And you can recruit for terror groups. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
No, rewind. This to me was the most insane thing this weekend. This is at NYU, okay? The NYU encampment organizers are encouraging protesters to join the Hamas Resistance Network. Wait. They encourage their followers to get plugged into a Telegram channel that routinely recruits for and promotes Hamas and other terror organizations. So they are openly calling for people to go to the Hamas, Join Hamas Now website. It's called the Resistance News Network. An account which advertised communications from Hamas's commander-in-chief, Mohammed Deif, who lauded and advertised the October 7th massacres of Israel and encouraged people to take up arms. So what we have here, I mean, here we are, it's 2024, all these years after 9/11. And people are openly recruiting for terror organizations on our soil, on our campuses, and the police, in the case of George Washington University, will not even remove them. They have perfect liberal privilege. Now, let's go back and listen to a clip from last week, shall we? Christopher Wray, who infiltrated Catholic churches, including recruiting a choir director to spy for him, arrest peaceful people praying, actual peaceful protesters outside of abortion clinics. One of them they tried for 10 years in prison. The jury went, you're insane. Forget this. Christopher Wray, are you sure? You applied threat tags to moms who spoke out at school board meetings. Are you monitoring this mess where they're openly recruiting for terrorist organizations? Are you paying attention to that, Mr. Head of the FBI?
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Okay, so we're not even going to act till violence ensues. And I guess they'll just go right on recruiting for terror orgs. I mean, they're not even hiding their connections. They're not even hiding it.
Just willfully not doing their duty here.
Yeah. We're moving real fast toward acceptance of the idea of terror organizations in America, recruiting for terror organizations in America, and being openly anti-Semitic.
But then you'll have conspiracy theories about white supremacists and militia groups that are the
biggest threat to America. Right. Look, we condemn those here, obviously, me and you. I mean, that's if they're there, take them out. If they've got violent, you know, intentions or just, you know, expose them is what I like to do. But here's the thing. This is actual terror recruitment. Over the weekend, did you see this? Democrats put out, sent their apologists out to explain, hey, yeah, we're sort of anti-Semitic now, but we're stressed because of COVID.
No.
It's not our fault. See, we're stressed because of COVID, and that's why we're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear any more COVID excuses from anybody.
I know,
any politician,
either.
Any corporation, any citizen. Don't want to hear it.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Don't want to hear it.
Do you remember back when they were accusing Trump of being an anti-Semite?
Oh, yeah. Kind of funny that, you know, he's got very close ties in his family to a lot of Jewish people.
Yeah, so. His daughter's Jewish.
Yeah.
Son-in-law is Jewish, made him a prominent part of the administration. And now the Democrats are like, hey, yeah, we're a little anti-Semitic. No big deal, though, which is we're still stressed from COVID. So please excuse our anti-Semitism. And I guess our violence. Violent anti-Semitic leftists running around college campuses. Folks, you're watching this. You were watching the creation of special classes that cannot be questioned. Want to pause here just a minute to tell you one of the coolest things about PhD weight loss is watching new people do PhD weight loss. My coworker, Charlie, had been using one of those calorie counter apps since I've known him, actually, and he couldn't get that last 20 pounds off. So he finally broke down and took the PhD weight loss challenge. It was a lot of fun watching him shrink like the rest of us. Can't wait to watch him keep it off now. That's awesome for Charlie because he's been overweight since he's in middle school. This is the first time he's ever been able to achieve his weight loss goals. That's a testament to the power of PhD weight loss. Find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. And find out how I was able to take off 29 pounds in 6 months and keep it off for almost 15 months now. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Folks, I've been telling you for a long time this is going to happen in America. We will get up to a point where very angry liberals who have liberal privilege want to come to your home, to your church, to wherever they want to go, and they want to perpetrate violence. And you will call the police and the police will not come. Well, not only are we here, nobody's standing in their way. And we've just had our first official stand down from the DC police. You know who nailed this over the weekend? Bonchi, probably my favorite writer at Red State, when he tweeted, "What if I told you these lunatics on campus are going to be the elected officials in 10 to 20 years and no one currently in power has the courage to stop their rise?" Nails it. That is exactly what you're looking at. Not only that, liberal Jewish lawyer Alan Dershowitz, a Democrat, warned in the future, the terrorists aren't going to come from the Middle East. They're going to come from America. And you know what's weird about that? The foreign minister of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, himself a Muslim, warned a similar thing to the West about 7 years ago. He said, "You're taking in these Islamic radicals. You don't know them like we do." Here's his prediction. I think you're seeing it right now.
And let me say this in English so you can understand what I'm saying. There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct, or assuming that they know the Middle East and they know Islam and they know the others far better than we do. And I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
At the time, he was addressing mass Islamic migration to Europe of unvetted and unvittable Muslims. And he was warning, folks, you could say the same thing about America today after Barack Obama did the same thing. And now we're seeing this on our campuses. Except now these radical Islamists don't just have Islamic privilege. They've got liberal privilege. I will tell you, no. Now, will this happen here in South Carolina? I don't think so. Not for a while anyway. But are you going to start to see it in blue areas? Yes, you will. If they are violent leftists, they will stand by and allow them to attack you. We just watched this in D.C. Amazing. Folks, we're getting a good look at this party. This is really scary stuff. Really scary stuff. And they know this is a bad look at the same time. Okay? So they have dispatched, the left has their apologists to explain. See, what is going on here, our anti-Semitism, we can't be to blame for our anti-Semitism. We can't. Why? New York Post covers the story because, according to the liberal apologists who've been dispatched to explain this, blame it on COVID. Here's the explanation. Campus protesters roiling colleges across the nation are part of a generation shaped by the pandemic who grew up isolated and angered by school shutdowns and social distancing, and they are desperate to find connection. So they've embraced anti-Semitism. You can't blame them. You can't even remove them. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented youth to express, listen to this, long-withheld rage. So you just have to let them go. You gotta let them rage. And you're like, if some Jewish students feel unsafe, well, you know, they could just go online on Zoom. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented youth to express long-withheld rage, said forensic psychiatrist Carol Lieberman. It gives them an opportunity. Listen, this is what I was just telling you in the last segment. It gives them an opportunity, quote, to identify with the oppressed against the oppressors. Classic Marxism. Again, Lily Tang Williams, Chinese, said yes, there were oppressed classes and oppressor classes. You could do, if you were in an oppressed class, you could, if you were assigned to that by the Chinese government, you could do almost anything you want, criminally speaking, to an oppressor class member. Beat them, sometimes even kill them. That's what you're watching, and no one would stop you. She's telling you what I'm telling you. It's right there in the New York Post. And this is the apology. See, these poor kids, they didn't get to have graduations because of COVID. They didn't get to go to the prom because of COVID. So they're a little mad and a little anti-Semitic and all Democrats. So, like, you know, just excuse our anti-Semitism right now because we're just, you know, working it out. She's telling you. The pro-Palestinian cause allows discontented Democrat youth, I'm adding the Democrat word, to express long and withheld rage, said forensic psychiatrist Carol Lieberman. It gives them an opportunity to identify with the oppressed against the oppressors. Quote, people who offer an escape from this confusion by promoting a direction they claim will lead to happiness and purpose have found a hungry audience. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault Jewish students are afraid. Look, they're just trying to find meaning. And we can't possibly remove them, even if the university begs us to, because they have liberal privilege. What are you watching? This is the dual justice system pushed down. There's a top to it, which says Trump goes to prison because we disagree with him. But there's a bottom to it, too. If you have liberal privilege, you can do, we know now, $2 billion worth of damage during the summer of love and the fall after that. The most, according to the insurance industry, the most damage physically done on U.S. soil. The only other event where more damage was done was the Civil War. It appears the young demonstrators don't have a full understanding of the movement they've aligned themselves with, Lieberman says. The worst example of ignorance is that the protesters do not know the terrorists want global jihad. Not just to destroy Israel, they also don't know what they are saying when they chant from the river to the sea. In other words, remove, destroy, kill Jews. And they're very stressed from COVID. In fact, she even points out, look, a lot of these people are wearing masks. These are the people who wore masks during COVID. Are we going to let the left do this? Are we really going to do this? Suddenly anti-Semitism's hot. They're like, well, we're stressed from COVID. We didn't have formative social experiences. We're Democrats, so we don't know any better. We're just hate mongers. Yeah, said every Nazi in 1939, right? We're just a little stressed. This is what the Democrats are offering. Folks, if we can't beat these people at the polls, we deserve everything that happens next. If we can't win at the polls against this, when you make Jewish students feel so unsafe they can't come on campus because they're afraid they might be identified as such, and the answer from the police is no, and again, I'm not blaming the cops in D.C., right? It's not the line cops doing this. And it says who's doing this in the Washington Post. It's the mayor's office, and it's the police chief. So the answer from the left, because again, D.C., top to bottom, right? D.C., top to bottom is Democrat run. There is not a Republican in sight. Not one. This ain't us. Their answer is to the Jewish students, oh, well, go to school online. No, we're not removing the virulently anti-Semitic protesters. We're not removing them. Why? It would look bad. Okay, but are they breaking the law? Well, yeah. Are they trespassing? Yeah. Did you get a call from the administration of George Washington University saying, hey, they're breaking the law, pick them up. Please come pick them up. Please help us. We're under siege from your left-wing lunatic protesters. Yes. No answer. The day I told you was coming is here.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.